Cough Tavis, 27th December. Start your day the tow away in conjunction with the Alpha Cala Northwest London. Rabbi Shimon Weingarten.
There's a brisa in Brachas, Daf Lamed Beis, Omed Beis. The very heart of Maseches Brachas. Arba Tzrichim Chizuk. There are four things that require strengthening. Rashi says, Tzrichim Chizuk Sheishchazek Odom Bohem Tomid. B'chol koichoy, a person should strengthen himself in these matters, tomid, the whole time, and with all one's koyach. What are the four things? Ve'eluhem. Torah, that's Talmud Torah. Masim toivim, and good deeds. Tfilah, davening. The derech eretz. Derech Eretz, Rashi says, means im uman hu la umnasai. The person who has a craft, then he has to constantly be honing his skills. Im soichehu, if he's a merchant, lischairosai, he has to be on top of things. Im mishmilchamahu, if he's a soldier, lemilchamtoi, he has to train. Rashi didn't mention anything about good manners because, as a taich in Derech Eretz, because that is selbstverständlich. Doesn't need any explanation. That's obvious. But here, the Derech Eretz means the constant honing of one's skills in the Olam HaMischa al HaMichya v'al HaKalkala, as it were. If that is the case, allow me for the next few minutes to talk about chizuk in Torah and in tefillah. You notice that in the set of four things which constantly need chizuk, the physical in yonim are mentioned second. You have Torah linked with ma'asim tovim, and tefillah linked with derech eretz. In order to prepare oneself to go out into life, because life is dealing with other people, and therefore in order to strengthen one's ma'asim tovim, one has to have the background of Limud HaTorah. And in order to be successful in Derech Eretz, one needs tefillah. And there is one passage that we recite every day within the context of Tefillah Shacharis, which is also Torah. And I don't mean here Kriyas Shema itself, which is obviously both Torah and also part of Tefillah, but the fifth Perek of Maseches Zvachim, which those who are learning Daf HaYomi will be learning today. Ezehu Mekoimon Shel Zvachim, the place where offerings are offered in the Beis HaMikdash. This is an ancient Minhag Yisrael to say after the Parsha of the Tomid and the Parsha of Ketores, the Perek of Ezehu Mekoimon, and also the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel Omer. The Baal Rekeach, one of the famous Rishonim, in his Perush on Sidur, says that this goes back to the Anshei Knesset HaGadoila who were metakein that order. So going right back to Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, we have got the zechus to say every day the words that they also said. And what's the ta'am for this minhag? The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch in Orechayim Simon Nun speak about this. They say that it's based on a Gemara in Kiddushin. A Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed brings, and Tosis also there, it's in order that each person should be zoicha to learn every single day the three parts of Torah, Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. The Braisa of Rabbi Yishmael Omer is considered in place of Gemara, because Shehamedrash ki Gemara. This, the 13 methods of extracting halacha from the psukim of the Torah is like the activity of the Gemara. So bring the Torah and Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun. And the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Li'olam yishalesh odom shenoisav. A person should divide his years into three. Shlish b'mik, three parts. Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. There's a bit of a problem in dividing one's years into three parts, because we're not given insider information about Yemei Shnoseinu on an individual basis. The Tosfos explained, Dibar Masil Loi, and Dachlamad Amad Aleph in Kiddushin, that what it means is that every day of the week, we need to divide the time that we allocate for our learning in those three ways, Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. So, Chach, a little bit every day of Mikra, a little bit of Mishnah, and a little bit of Gemara. The Baal Rakeach is Masbir, that not everybody is Osek BaTorah on a full-time basis. This is going to be the position when Mashiach comes, b'mheir of Yameinu, that the Molah Haaretz Deo Es Hashem Kamayim Layom Mechasim, and everybody will be learning. For some that will be Gan Eden, for others that might be the opposite. Al Kolponim, now that we're living through the struggles, the trials and tribulations of Yemei HaGolus, we don't have, all of us do not have that possibility. And so therefore, the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, says the Rekech, were metakein, they instituted the reciting of the psukim of the Karbonos, Tzaves Bnei Yisrael, that's Mikra, and the Mishnah of Ezehu Mekoimon, and the Talmud, which is the Braisa, the beginning of Toras Kohanim, the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, which contains the 13 methods of Limud, the Shloshes Midos of Rabbi Yishmael. Nimtza, Zok the Rekech. So what do we find? Ein lecha odom mi Yisrael she'ena oisek fatoira. There isn't anybody in Klal Yisrael who isn't oisek fatoira. The Zehu, and then we have the fulfillment of the Pasuk, va'ameich kulam tzadikim, that the entire nation are righteous. Obviously, the Rekech is living at a time when Rubam Kekulam were people who were daven to Hashem, they'd open the Siddur, Hatfila, and they'd know how to recite the Parsha, the Mishnah, and the Braisa. Lida, unfortunately, today, we don't have that situation yet. And perhaps that's why it may be important for us, when we daven, to make sure that it is B'Shem Kol Yisrael, by Hasidim and Anshei Maisa, preface the tefillah by saying that this is not only for myself, but this is B'Shem Kol Yisrael. So for those who can't yet learn, those who don't have access to our culture, we're acting on their behalf for the time being. And may that be a zechus for them and for us. But why in particular, I want to ask, do we recite the Mishnah, punkt the fifth perek of Zvachim, Ezeu Mekoimim Shal Zvachim? Vos licht in them, what's so special about that? The Rekech brings, the Torah also brings it, and we can see it for our own eyes easily in the Mishnah Brura, in Siman Nun, because the Novi Malachi, whom we said was one of the Tzadikim who instituted this practice, himself says in his Nevuah, in Capital Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Uvachol Mokoim, everywhere, Mukta Umugash Lishmi. that Ketores is offered, incense is offered, is brought in my name, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara Menachas Kuf Yud asks the question, say on Amud Aleph, V'chi b'chol makom maktirim u'magishim, do we have the Avodas HaKorbonos everywhere in the world? Let us take Bavel as the example where Yidden were living at the time in the greatest numbers. There was no Hakrovas Kavonos there. Ella. So the Pshat is as follows. Eilu Tamidei Chachomim She'oiskim Behilchos Avoida B'chol Yoim U'v'chol Mokim Shehim. So first the Tamidei Chachomim who are oisek in the rules of Avodas Beis Hamikdash every day and wherever they are. Shemale ani aleihem keilu maktirim u'magishim, says the Rebbeinu Shalom, I consider as though they were offering korbanos to me. And that's why we say Eizehu Mekom Mishal Zvachik. Mishnah Berurah also gives an extra reason, and that is because this Perek Ein Ksuva Bo Shum Machloikes. It is, and Perek is unusual. Then there's no din udvarim, no ding dong. It is, in the words of the Mishnah Berurah himself, "Vehu Mishnah Berurah le Mishnah Misinai." It is clear could be. The Ritva in Avodah Zarah Yud Tes Amud Beis actually says that not everything in this Perek is halacha, because you have, right at the end of the Perek, remember we said, HaPesach Eino Nechol, Elo Ad Chatzos. The Korban Pesach is only eaten until midnight, but not beyond it. Zog the Ritva, we learned from Rabbeinu HaRambanzal, that the halach is like Rabbi Akiva, that the Achilas HaPesach is Kol HaLaila, until Amud HaShachar, one could consume the Korban Pesach the whole night. Why? Because there is a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva in Megillah on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. At any rate, he says, the fact is that the way Rabbeinu HaKadosh set out the Perek, it appears to be without Machlokes Kalal, and therefore, Hu Ro'oi L'Shanos Yoise Mish'ar Prokim. It's the most appropriate Perek to learn of all the Prokim in Shas, because there's no Machlokes in it. And perhaps that's also preparation for the day ahead of us. We say the Mishnah Zeveseva Makoimam and realize that, and this is a way in which to start the day and to continue the day without Machlokes. There is something we need to consider a little bit, and that is today in our printed Sidurim that after these Mishnayas of Ezer Mekoimon, there's a Yehi Rotzoin to be recited, Kiilu Hikravti this, Kiilu Hikravti that, Kiilu Hikravti Oila, Katos, Osram Shlomim. And there's a divergence here, because in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Aleph, at the end, in Se'iv Zayin, we find that the Mechaber brings that one should recite these parashiyos, the Yehi Rotzon, after Kriyas HaParashiyos HaKorbonos SheBaTorah, after we recited Lamashal, the paragraph of the Oila, or the paragraph in the Torah of Achatos. And today that's not our minhag. We don't recite these parashiyos from the Torah at all. The Bochat Sherov, the Baal Eish El Avraham, commenting on the Magen Avraham there, says that even though the Gemara and the Poskim don't say that the recitation of Ezehu Mekomam is Ka'amiras Parsha BaTorah HaKadosha, it's not the same as reciting the Parsha of the Torah, but nevertheless, let's think about the Svara, let's think about the logic of it. It is Shayach, it's relevant to utilize the text of the Mishnah, because that is, like the Gemara says, the Kol Ha'Oisek B'Torah Oila Ke'ilu Hikriv Oila. Any person who delves into the rules of the elevation offering, it's as though he's offered an elevation offering, an Ola, himself. And, says the Bachacha Rav, Chavivin divrei soifrim yoseh miyena shel Torah, that the words of the Chachmei HaTalmud are more beloved, they're more precious in a sense than the Torah Shebiksav, the written Torah. Because we've had to work on them, the man has had to exercise his mind and his heart in delving into the meaning of the words of the Torah Shebiksav. And thus, reciting Ezeo Mekoimom is itself a combination of Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. The Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh heimo la'achodim in the Lashon of the Eshel Avraham. They become one as a result of reciting Ezeo Mekoimom. Actually, if you think a little bit about the Nusach of Birchas HaTorah that we recite every day. Our Nusach, the Nusach of Ashkenazim, is Lasuk B'Divrei Torah, and that's Alpi, the Rosh, and the Tur. But the Shittas HaRambam, and that's the Nusach of the Mechaber in Orachaim Simon Mem Zayin, Se'if Hei, is Asher Kedishonu Mitzvah Sov V'Tzivonu Al Divrei Torah. Not Lasuk B'Divrei Torah. But whether it's Lasuk B'Divrei Torah or Al Divrei Torah, the Lashon Divrei is a Lashon Ravim. It's the plural. And so therefore it is possible to suggest that that refers to both the Torah Shebiksav and the Torah Shebal Peh. There is a discussion in the Gemara Brachos Yud Aleph Amud Beis as to what portion of Torah one needs to recite Birchas HaTorah on. Is it Dafka Torah Shebiksav? Or is it the elucidations of the Torah Shebiksav through Medrash Halacha, through Mishnah, in Gemara? And the Maskonas HaGemara is that one recites Birchas HaTorah on any aspect, on any aspect of Torah. And so, therefore, the Bachacha Rav is rightly suggesting that reciting Ezel Mekoimom is the true Esek HaTorah and combines within it Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. And so we come to an Ekuda, which is, if we're saying that Kol Osek B'Torah Soila Ki'ilu Hikriv Oila, we ourselves, most of us are not Kohanim, and therefore we can't do the Hakrav of the Kabonis in any case. Even the Kohanim, if they're acting on our behalf to bring a Karban Yachid, won't be able to do so in the state of Tumah. Tumah is Dechuya B'Tzibur, Hutra B'Tzibur, the Machloikes, as to how far there's a lifting of the strictures of defilement of Tumah when it comes to the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. But it's clear, says the Maharsham in the Tshuva, that we are to Me'ei Meisi, we're not Ru'uyim L'Hakrova, but nevertheless, it's still relevant to say Ki'ilu Hikravnu, Ki'ilu Hikravti. It's as though, because, at least, by the Eved, the Korban would be kosher. That being the case, our mentioning these Korbanos, and as a type of expiation for what we've done wrong, is only a Ki'ilu. You remember the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud, with regards to the Tana who was about to tilt a lamp on Shabbos so that the oil would come up the wick stronger, which is a problem of Havorah of kindling on Shabbos Kodesh. And he wrote an Alpin Kosoi, Ani Yishmor and Lishay Tesi, I was about to tilt the lamp, the two Nuschos in the Gemara, and therefore I will bring the Shibana Beis HaMikdash, Avi Chatos Shemena, I'm going to bring a fat Korban Chatos as an expiation. So at this stage in our own lives, you can only say Ki'ilu, it's not the real thing. In Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Siman Aleph, And then in his Madura Tinyana, he brings there that if a person is a Talmid Chacham, and he's got the heart to learn to understand, he doesn't have to cite those parshas in the Torah, only sometimes. It looks as though one should be reciting the actual parshas in the Torah. However, a Talmid Chacham who can learn and understand, he can make do with reciting Ezeu Mekoimom. Why? Ki Godol Talmud Hamevi Lidei Maisa Vilidei Dias HaTorah. Because Talmud, in this case it refers to the Mishnah of Ezeu Mekoimom, but the Talmud Chacham will have in mind all the Gemaras in Perek Ezeu Mekoimom as well as the backdrop to the words of the Mishnayos. That's good enough because that will bring him Lidei Ma'aseh to know how to bring the Karbonos and knowledge of the Torah. However, he paskins as follows. Im yodea shenis chaya beze korban. If a person knows that he would be obligated to bring an offering, kagoin oila. If he was mevatel a mitzvah sase, if a person wasn't able to perform a positive command, and he now does teshuva on that, oy al hirhur halev, or a korban oila is brought for inappropriate thoughts, a person decided to go on an adventure holiday and he trekked through the tundra in the Arctic Circle or through the Gobi Desert, or he wanted to meet anacondas face to face in the Amazon basin. And he comes through the experience, he's one of those who is a chayev lahoidos. Or if a person was in yeshiva, Her Majesty's pleasure or displeasure, it was yotzei mibeiso asurim, then he has got to be moed to bring a korban toida. Of course, the equivalent bizman hazeh is to recite a birchas hagomer. So if a person had to bring a korban toida, nowadays it's not good enough to recite a toida ve'el nozeh kodshim kalim, as we would say every day, but would have to say, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Yomes Parshas HaKorban, Haksuva Batoira, Miyad Shenis Chayavoy, as soon as he's obligated in that particular Korban. For Yom Azos Ba Yom, should set during daylight hours, and not at Nacht, Shehu Zaman HaKravosim, because you can only bring Korbanos by day, as it says in Pasuk, V'yoyim Ziv Chakem, V'yoyim V'loy Ba'layla. I want to mention just another Nakuda. The Magen Avraham is quoted in the Mishnah Brura in Siman Nun, Siv Katan Beis. The Kriya of Ezeu Mekoimom and the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. We said they are considered to be a daily stipend of Torah, of Mishnah and Gemara B'chol Yom. Zok the Magen Avraham. It's a little bit frightening in view of the speed with which we tend to get through these hurdles in the Siddur. Mi shemevin es perush hamilos. Then it's considered to be limud haTorah. Somebody understands what he's saying. Avol mi she'eino mevin, but if somebody doesn't understand, sorech lilmoid or lehovin es haperush, he has to learn and to understand the meaning. I'm going to tell you a joke. It's a bit risque. You'll see in a moment what I mean by risque. Not what you think means risque. But it just shows how people can get into a mindset of not realizing what they're saying. And through the passage of time, it becomes ingrained. A friend of mine overheard a person reciting the end of Rabbi Ishmael, the 13th Mitzvah. Instead of saying v'chein shnei chesuvim hamachishim ze ezer, say v'chein shnei chesidim hamashchisim ze ezer. It's a joke, but it's pathetic. Because in terms of this Magen Avraham quoted by Mishnah Brura, one has not been yotzei one's inyan of Talmud Torah. if one does not understand what one is saying. When it comes to tefillah, to beseeching, to praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one could be Yotzei Yedei Chayvosai even if one doesn't understand. If you look in Siman Samach, Se'iv Hei, in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, in Siman Kuf Aleph, in Se'if Aleph, with regards to the Amidah, we'll say even if one doesn't understand the words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sorts them out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodea Kavonosoi. But if we're saying a Mishnah in the Braisa, in order to understand, to be Yotzei Yedei Chayvosein of Talmud Torah, when one doesn't understand, Einoi Nikra Limud. That's not called Limud, and the Vilna Gaon endorses that position. But there are some Gedolim Asa Kasha on the strong line position of the Magen Avraham. Stah Gemara L'Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. La'olam Ligras Inish. Person should always learn, say the text of Torah She Baal Peh. The Afal Gav, even though De Loyada Maika Omar, he does not know what he's saying. And the Maharal, in his Chuvas Hachadosha Sima Mem Hei, writes clearly, Chayev Levorek, person is obligated to recite Birchas HaTorah, Afalgav De'en Mevin Kriyoso V'Girsoso, even though he knows nothing, doesn't understand anything of Torah, still Mechuyevim Birchas HaTorah, because the words that he recites appear to be somewhat efficacious. Dav HaKasha on the Magen Avraham. Zok the Chidah. Chidah gives an answer to this. Says it in Sefer Maris Ayin, on the Gemara in Avodah Zorah. The Gemara is talking about a person, She'ein biyodei lahovin klan. He knows nothing from anything. Or nothing from nothing, as some people say. And even though he knows nothing from anything or nothing, he still has a schak tzas for his limud. He gets a shtickle reward. The Magen Avraham, on the other hand, is talking about another metzius. It's talking about a person who does have the brain power, the seichel, to understand. Im yikre bimesinus, if he recites slowly, then the part of the brain which is that which gives him understanding will connect with the part of the brain that is just reading off the words, and then it's going to make sense to him. And if he doesn't do so, if he's on automatic pilot, if he's learning Torah in that way, that's not learning. A final he'ora. At the end of Rabbi Yishmael Oimer, we're used to saying, v'chein shnei ksuvim hamachishim hamachishim zeze. Rabbi Avadia Yosef, in Shaz Tshuvas Yabir Oimer, in Chelek Ches, Erechayim, Simeon Aleph, says, al pi the Taz, that the Nusa should not be v'chein, but it should be v'chan. And here, there are two psukim which constitute a contradiction one to the other, and the reconciliation of the stira, of that contradiction, is brought about by looking at the third pasuk. So he brings the Talmud Maharam, quoted in the Tashbaz, writes that it should be recited with a kaf, the kaf with a pasach, the loy betzeire. The Arizal in Shah Kavonois also endorses that position, and the Taz. The Nachal Eshkol, writing on the Sefer Eshkol, one of the Rishonim, writes, in the name of the Maharam Rottenberg, that the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, where is it to be found? It's to be found in Toiras Koyhanim, the Medrash Halacha, at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. There, it says the opening lines of Sefer Vayikra, Vayedaber Hashem Elo Me'oihel Moed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Oihel Moed. Freg the Braisa, steht in Pashas Truma, V'dibarti Itcha me'al hakapoyres mi'bein shnei hakruvin. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu from on top of the lid of the Aron HaKodesh, from between the two cherubs. Not me'oy hel mo'yed. It's a stira. Harish nechzuvim hamachishin ze'ezeh. Says the Brisa, bo hakosav hashlishi. The third pasuk comes along at the end of Pashas Nosoi, v'hichriya beinehem. Uvavoy Moshe el oyel moed le dabe itoy vaishmasa kol medaber lo melaka pers mi ben shnei hakruvim. And that's why, says the Medrash, v'chan, here, at the beginning of Vayikra, you'll find the beginning of the stira, shnei chesuvim, because here, from here, in the beginning of Vayikra, we learn this particular midah of two psukim, where there's a stira, and we answer it by the third one. So we started out by saying that the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel Oimer is there to give us the aspect of Gemara that we need to learn every day in order that we should be Yotze Chovaseinu, the tripartite, Talmud Torah, Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. And we've learnt the Parsha of Ezeu Mekomom, which is without Machloikes. Comes along Rabbi Shmuel, and he says, not always can you get through the day without there being some sort of map. Ezeu Mekomom Zigavaltig Madrega should be Achtus, Abba, Va'akwa, the whole day is Bishl Shver. I'll give you an Eitzah. Chei Shnei Chesurim HaMachishim Zeze. Should there be a Machloikes, because they're two very strong and immovable positions. Ansheva Kosev HaShlishi V'Achriya Beinehem. There's got to be some compromise somewhere. And the third way is we learn from what the Gemara tells us, Shlosha Shutfim Ba'odom. There are three partners in the formation of a person. Oviv, Ve'imoy, Va'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Oviv Ve'imoy, two human beings, they can come sometimes to disagreements. But if they realize that Ish v'Isha with the Yud in the Kesh Shechina Shiruya Beinehem, there's a third partner, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we were but to keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu firmly in our sights the whole time, and that our duty, as we say in Olenu at the end of Davening, is L'Sakein Olam V'Malchus Shakai, that this, we have to rectify this world, that it becomes the kingdom of the Almighty. Shalom Elohim, die, who said to his word, die, genug, no more machlokes, please. That's how you should prepare yourself for the day, that even if you should get into some sort of misunderstanding with others, remember the Ribbono Shel Olam, the other shutter, your best, your shutter, who loves you most, and will be therefore able to face life with the midah of Avas Yisrael, which stems from Ahavas Torah, and Avas Hashem Yisbara. He loves saying that we should always be in a position to infuse our days with Torah, Talita Masim Tovim, and Tefillah, which will lead to Derech Eretz, Mezoine Raviche, Nachasumun Zekinda, Uvoy Letzion Goel, Imhei Avyameinu V'Noim Amen.